Welcome to tonight's Match Night Live preview show. You're listening to Dermot Liddy on Drive 105. In the studio tonight, my guests are Derry News sports editor Gary Ferry and former Derry player Eamon Doherty. Folks, very welcome to the show tonight. Gary, we're going to come straight onto you. We're going to recap about last week's lovely one down at Dalymount. Just the tonic Derry needed after their slump in form.
Yeah, I think it was just relief as much as anything else. Derry City badly needed a victory just to get the confidence back into the players and just give them a wee lift, because coming on the game against Dundalk tonight, they really needed that.
That's the type of game you want, Eamon, isn't it? I mean, Derry went for 10 in a row against Bowes, you know, not getting beat, and after the slump and the poor home form at the Brandywell, just as I said to Gary, that was the place to go for Derry.
It definitely was. I'm sure Kenny Sheeds wouldn't have wanted nobody else better to play the Bohemians with his current record against them. So that game came at the right time for the squad and for Kenny, I think.
Gary, we're going to talk about there was lovely intricate passing for the first goal. McAniff and Patterson involved and Hale, you know, and that shows you what Derry have. We've seen it in Cork and we've seen it at Bowes. That's definitely there in the locker.
Yeah, that's what, when Derry are at their best, they're free flowing. They play some superb football, and that goal of Heels the other night was just unbelievable from Aaron McInnes' turn. The free ball to the finish itself, considering that Heel hadn't scored at all the season before that. But this is, you know, it came with 0-0, and Derry City, when they score first, are flying. The problem with Derry is if they concede first, they kind of visibly lose confidence and they struggle. It's all about getting that bit of momentum, get a goal, and then getting the performance after that.
Eamon, we got to ask you that from your perspective as a footballer and playing in the engine room for Derry City in the midfield, and many a battle you had. Where did it go wrong for Derry in the slump? You know, they started, their Brandywell form at the start was excellent, and everybody was riding high, and then suddenly, whack, slump of form and downhill, and of course the crowd started getting on their back, and people are looking at it as a negative way of looking at Derry City. What happened?
I'm not too sure. You can't put your finger on it, but you know the momentum was there when they started with that run of home games, especially at the Brandywell and stuff, and teams were actually probably starting to become fearful coming to Brandywell. They were scoring goals and stuff, and then the Dock game, they came, and I think it was just a wee reality check them as well. But you know, it's early days. It's a young team and stuff, but the thing about losing and winning football matches, once it becomes a habit, it's hard to get out of them. You know, Derry were in that run where it was a habit of winning every week, and then that'd be jingling confidence with the Dundalk game, and then you go another game and then another game, you know, and that's an unexperienced squad, really. You know, there's a few players like you've Jared, Rory Patterson and Nicky Lowe, but apart from that, they're relatively young, so the young players will learn from that, and that's an important part. They kick on now, they've one more match before the break, and the squad will probably have a few more fresh faces as well, so it's a good opportunity now as well to get back on their own ways.
It sure is, but tonight's game against the Lily Whites at the Brandywell poses a significant challenge for Derry. Dundalk have a plus goal difference of 44, whereas Cork have plus 30 and they're sitting top of the league. Shamrock Rovers, who are in the bottom half, have plus 13, Waterford in third have plus 6, and Derry now have 0. Everyone else has negative goal difference. That's the task tonight, Gary. You know, if you look at it, Dundalk plus 44, Derry 0. This is a monumental task ahead of Derry for tonight.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Dundalk have goals from everywhere. You've seen the last game, Kirtland, Duffy, Benson. It's just constant, non-stop attack, and that's Stephen Kenny through and through. Everyone is at Derry, it's just all about attacking and getting the goals. The problem for Derry City this season is defence. They've switched around defenders so many times. There's a lack of experience in the defence. There's when the head goes down, when they can see the goal. Derry have had some really bad, heavy defeats on the road. They have been unlucky at times too, but this is the difference. Stephen Kenny has had years to build up his score and build it the way he wants it, from defence right through the attack. Kenny Sheeds is building again and again and again every season, because there's too many players coming and going, and until that changes, it's going to be difficult for Derry to bridge that gap.
It sure is, and we'll talk to Eamon in a little while about the game tonight, but first we're going to listen to what the manager Kenny Sheeds has had to say, and he's been talking to Patrick Cook.
Kenny, what's your team news ahead of tomorrow night's game with Dundalk? With a bad, not a great situation, to be honest. Nicky Lowe suspended. Rory Patterson is doubtful. Jimmy McDonough is very doubtful also. And, you know, the back four we played against, Bohemians did very well, but the oldest player in the back four is 21. And, you know, that lack of experience, but they've done really well in the last game, so it would be nice to try and stick with that if we could, but injuries and, you know, family issues is difficult. But and we lose Ronan Curtis as well, so if Ronan and Rory Patterson are both out, it'll be and Rory and James McDonough and Nicky Lowe suspended, it'll be a really big hole in our squad.
Of course, you're on about your back four. Dundalk haven't been beaten since they lost at Waterford there back in May. Mm-hmm. And they're a game that they're a team that's scoring goals freely. So you wouldn't need your defence to be the height of their game on the game 110%.
Yeah, of course. You got to look at them and see what they're good at. And the one thing that people overlook is they're magnificent at managing the officials. They're brilliant. We've had three players in my two and a bit seasons. We've had three players sent off against them. And in each and every occasion, they've rallied round the referee and had a big influence on his decision. And, you know, in our last game at Oriel, Gavin Pearce had two fouls in the whole match. And the first one was early in the game, the second one was the 83rd minute. And the influence of the players that day was immense in how they know how to buy free kicks. And you know this, they don't pick up suspensions. So from that part of it, they're very professional. And okay, it might not be morally correct, but they're very professional in what they do and how they can influence officials in a way in which decisions go their way. Avoiding bookings, they're brilliant at avoiding bookings as well. So these are the characteristics that they have, as well as having the best players. They've got a lot of pluses, but they're not content with just having the best players. They have to manage the game and manage the officials, which they do exceptionally well.
Of course, you're a man who goes out to win every game. Is it one of those games, not having Rory Patterson, Ronan Curtis gone, is it one of those games that going into the game you would take a point, or is it still a case that you only won the game?
You have to take what is available to both teams, and both teams will try to get 3 points. And, you know, even though we're short-staffed until July, we must persist to get better. And you don't know in football, because Dundalk could play us off the park and still lose, or we could play, you know, them. It's a very difficult opponent at this moment in time, you know, Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers, before we get players in.
Of course, I spoke to you last year about the mid-season break. You weren't really a fan of it. Do you welcome it this year? You've had a lot of games over the last few months. As you said, 18 games within a period of a couple of months. Do you welcome a break, maybe to give the players a wee bit of a rest?
I don't know. It's a feast or a famine, the way it is. You know, we've had more games than anyone over April and May. Something like 18 to 20 games. Like, that's too many. And you've got to consider we've two games in September. Mm-hmm. Two league games in September. I think it's three league games in July. Obviously, there's Europe as well to consider, but it really is a feast or a famine, and it's not consistent. You know, the games programme has to be consistent with the training ground. And I don't want to go on about this again, but the games programme in this league is not consistent with the training programme. So therefore, there's a nullification of improvement, and the teams with the biggest squads will come out on top.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thanks very much indeed, Patrick. He was talking to Kenny Shields there. A couple of points, Simon, I'm going to bring up there. First of all, he's lamenting the fact that referees are easily managed by Dundalk. As you play a mind game, surely that you know, he can send his Derry players out with another mind frame and get on the side of the referee.
That's exactly right, Dermot. You know, you've hit the nail on the head there. You know, Derry have to be think smarter and use the referee to their advantage. The Dog have done it over the years. You can see they're experienced. They know how to break a game up, get the referee on their side, and get decisions to go their way. And that's experience and craft. And that's what Derry players should be implementing. They're taking learn from the Dog players.
Well, Gary, I think he does have a point with the backlog of fixtures being all crammed together there in a two and a half month period. Playing games on a Friday, Monday doesn't give time for recovery and injuries and stuff, and then suspensions keep coming on top of you as well. And he's right, there's only a couple of games in September. Surely the league has to have a look at this and think we can plan our match games better. You know, there has to be something done about that.
Yeah, you would think that, but logically that's true. But the same thing happened last season with Derry. I think come September, October, they had one game in like 6 weeks last year, and it's unbelievable how you're supposed to motivate the players if they're not getting games at the end of a week. Whereas, you know, first 3 or 4 months of this season, it's just constant games, Friday, Monday. And it does take its toll, and it has taken its toll on Derry City, clearly. Kenny doesn't like to use it as an excuse, but it is a factor, and it can't be ignored. But until every manager, you know, kind of rallies around and says this has to change, it's just going to be Kenny kind of shouting into the wind, I think.
Well, folks, it's that time of the night where we have a look at the referee refereeing tonight's game. And the referee, it's actually a change. It was to be Rob Harvey, the 29-year-old school teacher from Dublin, but that's been changed now, and it's the very experienced FIFA referee, Paul McLaughlin. Now, Paul's originally from Burnfoot in Donegal, but he is a Garda officer based in Monaghan, and he actually lives in RD. And this season, he's refereed Derry 3 times, and he's overseen us twice against Sligo, down in Sligo, where we were beat and where we won. And he also oversaw the 0-0 draw at home to Cork there a few weeks ago. And as I said, Paul's very experienced. He's a FIFA referee this last 6 years. And in his 11 games this season to date, he's handed out 36 yellow cards and 2 reds. And in the 3 games with Derry, he seems to dish out the cards of Derry players with Patterson, Piers, McDermott, Curtis, Cole, Lowe, McAniff, all being cautioned by the Donegal man. And as Kenny was saying there earlier, the officials can be swayed by Dundalk, but not this boy McLaughlin. He's solid, and it'll take a lot for the Dundalk men to get on top of him. So let's hope Kenny Shields is praising Paul after tonight's game. Back to our opponents, Eamon. Sean Horace just won Player of the Month, and Michael Duffy the month before. And it shows you the quality that Dundalk do possess in their team.
Yeah, it certainly does. You know, Dundalk have really kicked on, and this year they've signed a few players that have strengthened the squad. Like last year, they were chasing Cork at this stage, but they know they're right in the mix. It's between them two teams and the quality of two squads, and you can see the strength and numbers that they have as well, that they're able to rotate their team with the games coming Friday, Monday, Friday, Tuesday. And you can see that them two have cut themselves adrift from the rest. So Dundalk are in a rich vein of form, scoring goals, and they do manage the game well to their benefit. And defensively, they are more secure, I think, than they were last year. But so it's going to be a tough ask a night for Derry. But looking at it, it's a great opportunity. It's a big match at the Brandyville, last game before the break. So it's a good opportunity too to get a result. But it will be difficult. Stephen Kenny will have Dundalk fired up as well. But it's a great opportunity for Derry players to. They finished this break before the break with a 1.
It sure is, Eamon. And let's look on the positive side, Gary. It's Dundalk have only conceded 10 goals in the league this season, and 33% of them have come from Derry. You know, there's a positive. And Bray and Derry are the only team to get points at Oriel Park. So there is a few positives that Derry can take, and you know, as Eamon said, it is a big game. It's a top 4 game, actually, on paper. In reality, there is a golfing class, but there's a bit of light in the end of the tunnel there, Gary. Do you think so?
Yeah, there's no point going out tonight and Kenny moping around the changing rooms and the players picking up that vibe. because Derry City going forward are amongst the best in the league. I actually genuinely think that Derry City are a better football side than Cork City. I've watched them both this season. Cork are just far more efficient and more experienced, and they manage the game, as we talk about. But going forward, Derry do have something. Tonight Derry are struggling at the back for numbers, and there are key players missing. But when Derry get the crowd behind them, when they get a bit of momentum, when things happen for them, they can beat anyone. They beat Dundalk last season. They came so close to doing it again in Oriel Park this season. So why not? It just depends on the mentality of the players. And if things do go wrong and Dundalk score first, it's all down to the mentality of the players. Are they going to throw the towel and think, right, let's get this 2 week break now, can we bar this? Are they going to go, no, let's go out in the high? Which ones are going to be?
That is the question. Eamon, I can't have you in the studio and not go a wee bit personal. You know, we have Ben playing for Derry City. Tell us, we're not going to ask too much, but do you pass on much advice? Do you give him any coaching techniques? Or do you just let Derry City deal with all that? Do you pass on any of that midfield maestro knowledge of yours?
I just, to be totally honest, I was talking about games and stuff, but as regards the Derry City stuff, I just let them look after himself. You know, it's just makes you feel old more than anything. but he's there and he's... they probably appreciate more game time at the moment, but that's the way it goes. You know, it's a manager's choice. But he's learning the game there at the moment, and I just let Derry City look after that side of things, you know.
And what's his favourite position? Where does he prefer? Does he just like game time?
Well, to be honest, you know, when you're a young player, you probably like to play anywhere, but he'd probably like to play wide left, you know, and that's his position he's played from a young age. But, you know, sometimes you have to adapt and be flexible just to keep yourself on the team, you know.
Well, Gary, we're talking about young players, and you know, let's talk about Michael Duffy. He was outstanding in the last game at Brandywell when we were tore apart, and he was instrumental in that. And how did Derry stop them tonight? You know, how do you contain a boy like that?
That's going to be really difficult. He's such a superb player, and he's just getting better and better every time we see him. He seems to thrive in playing against Derry. He scored against them a few times now. He was really up for it at the Brandywell the last time. He's probably got his friends and family watching, they want to make a good impression, but not even that, he's been superb all season. He won the Player of the Month there last month. He's just been brilliant, and whoever's marking him tomorrow or tonight is just going to end for a tough time. We're going to have to stay really disciplined, because Duffy just does not stop, and it's not even pace, it's just he's got so much skill and he can find the net from anywhere, so he is the man to look out for.
Well, it's Derry City against Dundalk tonight, and I'm going to dive into the archives, and I'm going to go back to 21st of September 1957. Why, you're asking? Why? Well, for two reasons. Derry City played Crusaders in a City Cup game, and they ended up 1-3-1. Why 1957? Well, our studio guest used to play for Crusaders, and of course, that was the debut of our treble-winning manager, Jim McLaughlin. And he was 16 years old, folks. Talking about young players, he was 16. He hadn't even turned 17. And he actually scored that night against Crusaders on his debut. And for those older listeners out there, the team was Charlie Heffernan, Wally Ferry, George McGowan, Bobby Brawley, Barney Travers, Harry Smith, John McLaughlin, John Doherty, Frankie Campbell, Hey Coyle, and Eddie Nash. And I don't know if that brings back any memories for our older crowd. But then, let's go back now. And we're only going recent there to 2012, when Derry hammered Dundalk 4-0. Yes, hammered them 4-0. Can we see that happening tonight? I doubt it. Dundalk ran around the relegation playoff place back then. So, and we were under the guidance of Declan Devine. The four goals came from Davy McDade, Patrick McAleenie, Ryan Kern, and Dermot McCaffrey. And the team that night were Ger Doherty, Simon Madden, Stuart Grieson, Shane McAleenie, Dermot McCaffrey, Patrick McAleenie, Kevin Deary, and he was subbed by Ryan Kern, Rory Higgins, Barry McNamee, Davy McDade, Murphy, I don't even know his first name, I forget that one, and get this, Michael Duffy was on the bench and come on in the 89th minute. Imagine that, 89 minutes, we brought Michael Duffy on as a cameo. Jeez, nobody. Hope it's a cameo tonight, and that's all he has. Well, anyway, back to the game, and back to my studio guests, Eamon Doherty and Gary Ferry. Eamon, this on another wee personal note. Give us your best moment in a Derry jersey when you were playing.
It was probably one in the cup in 2002. There was a couple of memorial moments as well. The Barcelona game at home, but one in the cup and against Shamrock Rovers 2002 would definitely be the the top moment.
All right, then, and give us your best moment in the Irish League, because you played for Coleraine Limavady and the Crews, of course.
I will obviously probably won an Irish Cup with Crusaders as well in 2009 against Loughonville. A little bit too top moments.
So there you are. It's always great they won a cup, and I hear you hear the chink of the cup being lifted in November. I hope Kevin Moore has booked us our hotel room. It's about £950 a night, but anyway, that can be cancelled if we don't get there. Back to the game tonight, Gary. How do you see it working out? What is Kenny Shields? Does he go out and play this? We were talking off air, and Nimham was saying Derry are very good at going forward with the ball. Or do you just contain them and hope that you can break?
Yeah, well, Derry have to learn at some stage about managing this game. Like, you go back to that last game, they were 1-1-0 and Darren Cole scored, and that was a pivotal moment before Brian Gertland equalised. As controversial as that goal was from Kenny Shields' point of view, if Derry said they had seen that at half time, it would have given them a real boost, a real shot. You know, we can do this in our 45 minutes. We've had them for the first 45 minutes. They have to learn from that last game. They have to learn. If they don't, they're just going to fall in the same trap again, and Dundalk are going to win easily. There's some players missing, but it's just about up to the players. You know, be careful in possession, find a teammate, don't be reckless, and hopefully get a better luck, because Derry will need a better luck if they're going to beat Dundalk. And just as Kenny says in his interview, this is football. Nothing is ever certain of football, and Derry could do it, but they have to be spot on with their discipline, their passing, everything. They can't hope that Dundalk are going to give them anything, because that's not going to happen.
Just on that as well, I think we're playing against the top teams. You know who's golfing class. You have to stay in the game for as long as you can. You know, you don't have to win the game in the first 20 minutes, but you can certainly lose it. And as Gary says, Derry have to stay in the game for as long as they can, and anything can happen.
Eamon, what does the experienced players say? I mean, it's a youthful back line. Apart from Jared Doherty, I mean, Jared will forgive me for saying he's not as youthful as his back four, but you know, if you were in there now and you had 300 games under your belt for Derry, what are you saying to these youngsters in a game of this magnitude?
Well, you probably remind them of the game down in Oriel Park at the start of the year when they do two each. You know, that belief is there that they're good enough to play against Dundalk, you know, and there's nothing to be afraid of. Dundalk are top of the league, but on a one-off game, Derry have no problem of getting the result tonight. You know, and as I said, stay in the game for as long as you can, and you know, Derry going forward, get a goal leading the Brandywell in the second half, you know, the whole no problem.
Well, it's that part of the show now where I'm going to introduce the topical moment, and it's probably tropical because I'm here is absolutely baking in the studio, but it's topical. Let's talk about the World Cup, Gary. Great one for Russia yesterday. Who do you think is going to win it, and who's going to be top goal scorer? And don't mention that Russian just because he got three. You have to pick somebody different.
It's always the case. There was a guy who got four for Russia in 1994, Levitt Cameron, 6-1, but that was all he did. I'd like to see somebody different win it. You know, there's always talk about Argentina and Messi's last chance they won a World Cup, but it's also Ronaldo's last chance they won a World Cup. And I backed Portugal in the Euros and they won, so I'm going to go Portugal again. They probably not won it, but Germany, Brazil, Argentina, all the usuals, but I'm going to go Portugal just to be different.
Well, it's grand to be different, and you're a big Ronaldo fan. Everybody knows that too, so that's probably half a reason. Eamon, over to you. What do you think about the World Cup then?
I think I'll go for their favourite. I think Brazil will win, and I think Griezmann will be top goal scorer in France. Brazil will beat France in the final.
Yeah, very good. So there you are. And now that you've made predictions for the World Cup, folks, it's that time of the show where the time has caught up with us, and I'm going to hand you over soon to the Match Night Live commentary team. But first of all, I'm going to get our studio guests. And Gary Ferry's been doing very well at predicting results as we travel in the car and at the home game. So Gary, over to you. Put on the spot. Give us tonight's result.
I can't see Derry winning. I really can't, because Dundalk are too good. But I just listened to Kenny today, thinking if anything can happen, I'm just going to go with a draw, 2-2, and I'm being so optimistic.
Well, there's nothing wrong with optimism. It's always allowed, and if you've been a Derry fan, as I have been since 1985, then you're always optimistic. Eamon, over to you. First time in the studio this season. Give us your prediction on tonight's result.
I'll be optimistic too, but I'll go for a 1-0 Derry.
That's absolutely outstanding, folks, because I do sit in the Brandywell. I do sit in the south end stand beside Eamon, and usually is more pessimistic than that. So, but that's absolutely outstanding. Folks, it's that time of the evening. It's caught up with us. I'm going to hand you over now to the Match Night Live commentary team and the Brandywell. So, fellas, it's over to you.